One of the things at Christmas time is that there are so many traditions, and I'm sure that you and your family have a variety of traditions, or maybe you have special ornaments that you put up, or whatever the case may be. One thing that always hits home for me at Christmas is after my grandfather died, I missed how he would read the Christmas story for us every year. In fact, it was one of those kind of traditions that you almost take for granted until he's not there anymore. And maybe you have that too, and somehow reading the Christmas story is one of those things that I think is so important in the church. So we're going to do that this morning, and then I have a brief story that I'm going to share, written from the perspective of one of the kids of the shepherds that was there that night. And then Peter's going to lead us in a song a little bit later. So let me read. I'm going to be reading from the Gospel of Luke this morning, starting in chapter 1, 26 through 38. This is where the angel first appears to Mary. And I know that many of you have heard this story many times. But once again, take the time, let this story kind of wash over you. Let it kind of imagine yourself in the setting. Right now, it's just after 10 p.m. in Bethlehem right now. They're getting ready. In fact, the first people are probably coming into the church of the Nativity right there, getting ready to worship with midnight worship 2 hours in advance. Let's hear the story. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, so the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." And then the angel left her. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her." And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord. And my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors. Now Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months, and then she returned home. This was the moment for me when... Sorry about that. Is that me? There we go. Reading Luke 2, these following verses, these were the moment where it always felt like Christmas, right when my grandpa would say these verses. Luke 2. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things in her heart and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. We don't often take the time to read the whole story through. So it's good to do that on this Christmas Eve. I want to encourage you, before I read this brief story from the perspective of one of the sons of the shepherds who was there, that wherever you are, whether you have to travel later this day or whether you're staying right here to find a church, there are so many services going on later today and all the way up through midnight. If you've never had the chance to attend a midnight service before, take advantage of those opportunities. It's a great way to celebrate the birth of Jesus. This is a story called The Christmas Star. And it's a little 10-year-old boy named Isaac. Isaac's head began to nod. His hand slowed down, scratching the dog's head. It was hard for a boy of 10 to stay awake all night in the field, and the dog licked his face. "What? Oh, good boy," Isaac said. He rubbed his eyes and stretched. The sky was clear and full of stars. Isaac was glad his father thought he was old enough to help with the flocks of sheep that night. His father and his uncle soon came by to check on him. The three of them sat to share a loaf of bread and some cheese. Suddenly, a bright light washed over the shepherds from above. They were scared. They looked up to see a host of beautiful angels. One of the angels spoke to them. "Do not be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news of great joy today. A Savior is born in Bethlehem. He is Christ the Lord. Go to the city. You will find the baby lying in a manger. Follow the brightest star." Hundreds of angels appeared and sang praises to God. As suddenly as they appeared, the angels returned to heaven. Only one bright, shining star remained over Bethlehem. The shepherds were amazed. "We must go to the city and find this Savior," said Isaac's father. "We must hurry," said Isaac. The shepherds began to round up their flocks, and they herded them toward home. Once the sheep were penned up, Isaac and his father and uncle walked quickly to Bethlehem. The star was shining down on the stable behind the inn, and there they found Mary, Joseph, and the baby in the stable. Jesus was bundled in cloths and sleeping in a feeding manger full of hay. The light from the star shone back from the baby's face, and the shepherds fell to their knees. Isaac knelt by the manger and said a prayer, thanking God for giving a Savior to the world. His father thanked Mary and Joseph for letting them see the baby. When the shepherds left, they told everyone they saw about the miracles they witnessed that night. The star shone over Bethlehem day and night. One night, a large caravan made its way past the shepherds' field. Isaac went to the edge of the field and called out to the guys that were traveling by. "Did you see the one they call Jesus?" he asked. "We did." These men were not like any men Isaac had ever seen. They were the three wise men. "We saw the star from our lands very far away. We have traveled a long time to see this child called the Savior." Isaac told them, "You did not come by my fields when you came to Bethlehem." "You are right," said the tallest man. "We asked King Herod where to find this Savior. The king didn't know, but he told us to find out so he might worship him also." Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. "We followed the star to the house where young Jesus was staying. We gave our gifts of gold and frankincense to scent the air and myrrh, a costly oil. Then we were warned in a dream not to return to Herod. So that is what we have done. And now we have met you, my young friend." And the young shepherd said, "I'm Isaac. I'm telling everyone about God's glorious star lighting the way to the King of Kings." Since this is also Christmas Eve, we're going to light our Christ candle. This is the white candle in the center as we celebrate this Christmas Eve. Sometimes it's difficult to remember that this is still good news. You wake up every day and we're surrounded by bad news or fake news. You're surrounded by the harsh realities of your life. Maybe you're just in survival mode. Or you're experiencing pain or all of the spectrum of human failure on that particular day. But what about the good news that we receive today? What about this good news, who is Jesus Christ? For those living in that day, this was news that they needed to hear. That today a baby had been born. And as soon as this happened, it began to transform lives. The lives of real people with little or crumbling hope, with real struggles, and suddenly they began to see hope in this baby of all people. The angel announced exactly what people needed to hear then and today. Do not be afraid. Behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. In Luke 2, the rich and powerful are concerned about a census. How many people, who lived where, probably all sorts of charts and graphs to figure all that stuff out. And most importantly, how much tax money they'd be getting. Initially, they didn't notice this birth. They were too busy counting, scheming, planning. They didn't notice that in this insignificant little backwater town that the Messiah had been born. They were attempting to gain the whole world, and they missed the gift for the world. And yet no amount of money or power would change the world in a lasting way. Only this new little baby, huddled out back in the barn, oh yeah, he would change the world. The most significant gift was wrapped up in an insignificant way, in cloths. A baby born helpless, but one who would come to help the world. He came at an unexpected time for humanity, but also right when needed most. This is the promise that still exists today. That God shows up ready to move when you least expect it. He invites you to believe his good news that has the power to change the trajectory of your life. I'm here today because he changed my life. And he put me on a path. And I'm eternally grateful for it. For many of you here, he has done the same. And for some of you, he's about to do that for you. This newborn Jesus we celebrate is the ultimate gift. He turns hopelessness into hope, hate into love, joylessness into joyfulness, and chaos into peace. Christ is a light who shines into all the world for each person, men, women, children, saved and unsaved. Today, let that Christmas story impact you once again, like it did to those shepherds that very first time, like it did to those wise men who traveled from way far away. They didn't know what was going on, but they knew, we gotta go see what's happening. And after they all saw the baby named Jesus, they glorified God and praised his name for all they had heard and seen. This makes no sense from a strategic planning point of view. Those of you that are planners, this is a head scratcher. Why would God send this baby to earth? As humans, we like to plan from the top down, and we hope that everything kind of trickles down the line and will just work out. But God's plan begins from the ground up with one baby who impacts the world from person to person to person to person, now and forever. It's the same plan in place that is offered to you. Some of you have already received this offer, the hope of salvation by believing in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You see, as we celebrate the birth of Jesus today, perhaps you might go to a service tomorrow. This is only the beginning of what Christ came to offer. This Christmas Eve, remember, the future is certain. When you have your trust placed in Christ, your future is certain. We celebrate that Christ was born, that he lived on earth as one of us. He died on the cross for our sins, and then he was resurrected to new eternal life. He offers this same gift to you while we wait for him to return to this earth. Today, right now, if you sense the presence of Christ calling to you, even if you aren't sure how or why, reach out to him right now. The Gospel of John says this about Jesus, that through him all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was light of all humanity. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not understood it. But to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. What a gift. See, we're preparing to open gifts. Maybe some of you have already done some of that, or you're waiting for later on tonight or tomorrow. And yet in Christ, we have the gift already. And we can be part of his family forever. And if you desire to receive this gift today, or you just want to renew the gift that you've already received, then all it takes is to pray the prayer that we're just about to pray together. If you want to receive Christ this very moment, then I encourage you to pray along with me. Let's take this moment and pray. Father God, we trust that your Spirit is at work. And we ask, come, child of Bethlehem, make your presence known to us. Live in our midst. Teach us your ways. Make our hearts one. Lord Jesus, if anyone here doesn't yet know you personally and wants to this very moment, hear us as we pray together. Jesus, I thank you for coming to this earth, for knowing what it's like to be one of us, for dying on the cross for my sin. I want to know you personally. I open my heart to you, and I offer you my trust. Enter my life as my Savior and Lord. I ask you to take control of my life, direct my path. Thank you for forgiving me and giving me this gift of eternal life as part of God's family. Bring peace into my life and this world, this Christmas. Transform me into the kind of person you created me to be. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you've prayed to receive Christ this morning, then this is a joyful moment you will never forget. You will treasure it in your heart forever. Know that you are forgiven and accepted and received as a new member of his family. You're a member of this family right now. I encourage you to let me know. You can even check the little box in the back of your connection card so that we can rejoice with you. And here at Edgewater, we will walk with you each and every step of the way.